Australia's Weather Bureau says there are clear signs El Niño is developing in the eastern Pacific, raising concerns over the potential impact of the weather event on agriculture at a time of soaring global food prices. Prices are already up because of a drought in the United States and other food exporting countries. Leading members of the Group of 20 Nations were planning to hold a conference call at the end of August over soaring grain prices, aiming to avoid a repeat of the food price spike that triggered riots in poorer countries in 2008. The permanent observer of the Holy See to the United Nations in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, told us the international community needs to guarantee adequate access to food.
Confronted with a growth in prices for foodstuff due to several reasons. First of all, immediately the drought that is affecting the United States, the big productor of maize, soya, and other agricultural products, but also for other countries like Russia or Australia, where the change in the climate is affecting the production of food. Before confronted with this reality and some persisting speculation in food commodities, it is necessary to address the issue in a global form. The United States, Australia, Russia, other countries that are producing and exporting food stuff have to come together with the people that are buying and consuming, that are dependent on the availability on the international market of food, in order to develop a global policy that could facilitate and prevent food crisis. Because the food crisis that we have seen in the past, especially in 2007-2008, had very immediate social consequences. There were demonstrations and protests, sometimes even violent protests, in a lot of some 30 countries from Bangladesh to Haiti. And above all, we need to respect life and therefore make available for every person a minimum of food so that life may be possible. The G20 that may meet in the next couple of months to address the issue of food in the world, we'll have to take into account some of these considerations that are coming from, in particular, from the social doctrine of the Church and the voice of the Pope, especially in his latest social encyclical, Caritas in Veritate. The problem of food remains, together with the problem of water, an important issue on the international agenda. Water and food are a human right that needs to be respected, and therefore the policies that have to be developed to prevent the excessive use of agricultural products for biofuels, ethanol in particular, or the speculation in markets for exceptional profits at the expenses of a fair distribution of food, these are issues that need to be addressed and avoided so that the people may not suffer unduly because of the present conditions in the food production.